empathetic listening to a request and responding to your significant other's conversation. For all communication activities, the goal is to actively listen and to learning to share openly with no sense of judgment. Then take the time to respond. The listening person is to set aside any personal thoughts or feelings about the topic. Focus on what you hear your communication partner share about. Put it into your own words what you've heard your partner say and what you sensed he or she is feeling. You might try different ways or words to reflect your summary of what was communicated. I heard you say you would like or you don't like, you like me too, you don't like me too. It sounds to me that you're asking for, fill in the blank. And keep in mind that what you hear reflects your reality about the situation. And as you kind of just listen along, consider reflecting within yourself what your reality looks like. So when she says this, I'm describing to myself the following. So for example, if he says, I have a hard time with this, you then reflect back to yourself and say, well, you may not be interested in me. When the reality is only that he has a hard time with whatever he's describing to you. To increase your listening ability, position your body so that you are facing your partner. Take a gentle look at her or him. Watch him or her expressing himself, herself, the feelings, the body language, and listen carefully to the words. Then, at the end of the share, thank the sharing person for sharing and take a turn being the one describing. If the situation ends with a request, you can have different response choices there. One is you could respond with needing more time. So if you need to decide how to handle a request, let the person know the time you will get back to them by saying, for example, thanks for sharing. Let me look into this for you. I'm not so sure yet, but I will let you know by the end of today what I can do or come back with or find out. Or you could be responding with a proposed alternative. So you could say like, thanks for sharing about this over here. If I heard you correctly, you would like me to do X, Y, Z. And at the same time, I would need to request the following. So you can be empathetic and then at the same time, bring up your request or your preference and then open it up for your listening partner again to share by ending it with something like, you let me know how that works for you, or you let me know what will work for you. So that the idea and the goal with the communication is not that one person gets his or her way, but that you keep the ball moving between the two of you. A request, feedback, communication, it's just we're moving that ping pong ball between the two of you back and forth.